Italy's Prime Minister announced his resignation on Tuesday and made a blistering attack on his own Interior Minister on his way out. Giuseppe Conte accused Matteo Salvini of destroying the ruling coalition and putting the economy at risk for his own political and personal gain. Conte accused the League Party chief of seeking to cash in on his rising popularity. He told a packed Senate that Salvini's decisions pose, quote, serious risk for this country.
Smaller sales declines in key markets, Britain and Italy, and a step up in restructuring efforts helped lift Danish jewellery maker Pandora's shares on Tuesday. The shares, which had fallen about 10% this month, were up almost 7% on Tuesday. That's despite a drop in second quarter earnings. Pandora is best known for its customizable silver charm bracelets.
The world's largest games fair kicked off Tuesday in Germany. Organizers of Gamescom say this year's event will focus on cloud-based gaming, a type of online gaming. As consumers move away from consoles like the PlayStation and Xbox to a range of connected devices. Cloud gaming allows a company to upgrade games without having to worry about the capabilities of a user's computers. E-gaming is big business in 2019. The industry now generates higher global revenues than TV.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Wednesday. It's August the 21st, and it's 5:10 in the morning. Thank you for tuning in again for another edition of The Opening Bell. Another business day here getting underway, and we have lots to get going with this morning. We'll get to some of the numbers from the stock markets around the world in just a second. We'll also keep you posted on the latest news, weather, sports, and traffic as we move forward here in the 5 o'clock hour. On The Opening Bell today, we'll ask the question, how to look like you know what you're doing, even when you don't? Some tips from some new reporting from CNN business correspondent Catherine Vassell. She'll be with us this morning in our first segment. A little bit later in the program, at about 5:38, Michelle Reisdorf, the regional vice president of the Robert Half Company in Chicago, will be with us. A new report suggesting that more employees are getting ready to jump ship and maybe go across town, and that has employers a little bit concerned. Michelle will join us in our second segment this morning at about 5:38. Let's begin first, though, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Stocks are down after what was relative calm yesterday on Wall Street compared to the roller coaster ride of the past week. Investors are waiting on Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's speech on Friday at the Federal Reserve's annual symposium in Wyoming. They'll be looking for signs from Powell that further interest rate cuts might be coming. The Feds will release minutes from the July meeting today. Yesterday, the Dow fell nearly 173 points. The NASDAQ was off 54. The S&P 500 finished the day down about 23 points. This morning, as we look at the futures market, Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are all higher by almost 152 points. On the Dow, more than a half a percent, on the S&P and NASDAQ as well, heading to the opening bell later this morning. Also in Europe, markets are generally in the green. In London, up by nearly a percent, the FTSE up 75 points. In Germany, up by more than a percent. In France, up by nearly a percent and a half. And in Asia, markets are mixed. The numbers from Hong Kong up fractionally this morning, as they are on the Shanghai this morning as well. The Nikkei off a quarter of a percent. Japan ending the day a little bit lower. Oil in the United States is trading now at $56.62 a barrel, which is up about 48 cents. In some news this morning as we begin, China is appealing to Washington to get along with us after President Trump said somebody had to take on China over complaints of trade. A foreign ministry spokesman says this morning that trade had been mutually beneficial and expressed hope that Washington can meet China halfway in its settling disagreements. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to resume negotiations in June aimed at ending a tariff war over trade and technology, but neither has indicated any willingness to compromise. President Trump indicating that he might be able to move forward on his own with indexing and maybe possible other tax cuts. Payroll tax, though, would need approval from Congress. The president talking a lot about the recession. A recession yesterday, speaking at the White House, the president said he thinks the word recession is inappropriate, claimed the media just likes to use it. Also saying if there is going to be a recession, it would be short. He suggested maybe just a couple of months. The president, again, his advisors behind the scene, he confirming yesterday that they were looking at a possible payroll tax cut. Let's begin front and center this morning with this question to you. How to look like you know what you're doing even when you don't? Catherine Vassell is with us this morning, a reporter at CNN Business covering careers and the workplace. Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the program. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I saw this story and the headline just kind of jumped off the page on this reporting. And it is really kind of a cool question. And as we read through the story, we get kind of the answers to it. Because a lot of us, when we take over a new job or come into a new position, sometimes we don't know everything about it, and we have to act a little, don't we?
Right. We're all going to have a time in our careers where we either are going to get stuck in a problem, feel insecure with what we're doing, or just get, you know, a project that we're assigned to that maybe we don't know how to handle. And that's okay. And it's, you know, learning new things is a big part of advancing your career. But sometimes we're afraid to kind of ask for help because we don't want to come off as incompetent or inexperienced to your boss or your coworkers. But there are ways to kind of seek out help and ask for assistance and still kind of look smart when doing it.
What are the number one tips here for doing that? Because there is a little bit of a danger here. If you come in and somebody gets the sense that maybe you don't know what you're doing and start spreading that around, that could be kind of dangerous for you.
Yes. So the first thing you want to do is kind of don't talk yourself down too much, right? Taking on a new project, starting a new job, that can all be very scary, and self-doubt can definitely creep in there. So what you want to do is kind of sit down and make a list of all the things that you do well. There's something called imposter syndrome that is very common in the workplace. A lot of employees will feel it at some point in their career, and that basically will just erode our confidence and make us feel inadequate or question your capabilities despite having a track record and previous successes. So you want to sit down and kind of get out of your own head a little bit, write down what you're good at, and kind of see that on paper to kind of help move forward too. And if you are given a task that maybe you don't know how to approach, you know, be enthusiastic about it. Say, oh, I'm happy to take this on. I think this is a new challenge. You know, I've never done anything like this before, but, you know, I'm excited to take it on. That way you kind of look like you're excited, you want to get going on this, but you're kind of laying the groundwork that maybe you will have some questions coming down the road.
The idea of imposter syndrome, it's, as you mentioned, it's pretty common. And I am struck by how many people that I've asked about this in recent days as we've been preparing for the segment have told me that they have had this as well. And there's some really big names in business who have gone through this as well.
There are, and it, you know, and it happens from time to time, especially when you start a new job or if you're being labeled as an expert in something, it can kind of creep in and take over. And it's hard to kind of get out of your own head with that. That's why it's important, you know, to outline your previous successes, what you know you can do. And it also helps to sit down with either a trusted coworker, a mentor, or even a friend and just talk this through and kind of get that confidence back.
I know in your story, you report, you quote, talk to a career coach, an executive and career coach. Is that something that rank and file people in business might want to consider? Are those kinds of services available to all of us? And would that be something that would be recommended?
Helpful, you know, depending on what you're looking for too. It's not necessary. You can always, you know, kind of do your own research and try to kind of beef up your own skills on your own too. Like if you are feeling inadequate at your job with a certain task, or there's something that keeps coming up in your duties that you're not comfortable with, be a little bit proactive. There's a lot of free online courses out there. You can find training classes too and take that to your boss and say, you know, I want to advance my career and I think this would be very good for myself and for the company, and kind of lay out like what you're looking to do and make your case for why, you know, you should be getting this additional training.
I know that sometimes people have immediately are negative. I know the fear is one part of it. Negativity is one part of it. But it's sort of a challenge to be positive all the time, isn't it? Is that something that is at the foundation of what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's hard to always kind of have that happy-go-lucky attitude. But here's the thing, like negativity and emotions in the workplace are highly contagious. So when you have that negative attitude, it can spread very easily, and then it kind of drains on your productivity and then also your colleagues too. So it's always important to kind of take a step back and either try to find a way to reset your mind a little bit in terms of maybe you have a daily routine that you look forward to, and that can be as simple as a cup of coffee or just a quick walk around the block to kind of reset and get back into the that more positive mindset. I talked to one expert, too, about negativity and how to become a more optimistic person, and he has this idea of, okay, you can't complain unless you offer a solution, which there could be something to that, too, so then you're being more productive with your complaining.
Yeah, so let's say, Catherine, that when if we can't find the answer to our with our coworkers, we can't find one of our peers, and we do have to sit with the boss and admit that we're still learning. What's the suggestion, and what are the guides here for doing that and being successful?
Sure. So you don't want to walk in and just say, "I need help." You want to kind of lay the foundation that you've tried and where, how far you've come in the project. So walk in and give your boss some context. Say, "Hey, I've been working on this project. Here's what I've done so far." Show all the successes that you've had, and then lay out the problem. Give as much detail as you can, and then also outline what you've tried to do to remedy the situation already on your own, and then ask for their input. Say, "Am I overlooking something here? What do you suggest that I can do?" And it's also fine to say, like, "Are there examples of previous successful reports or projects like this that I can look at?" They want to give you guidance, too, on who else you could talk to for that. The idea, though, is to walk in showing that you've tried and that you've tried different things, and here's where you are in the process, so that way you're not just walking in and vaguely asking for help.
And if you do ask for help, is it better to do it sooner than later, especially if you're going into the person who's hired you? There may be a little bit more goodwill there at the beginning of your relationship.
It is, and it's always nice to kind of establish a nice rapport with your boss or your manager, too. And also, it's important to kind of have those conversations and be open, because that way you're never going to hit it out of the ballpark if you don't know what expectations there are, too. So it's fine to kind of get kind of a sense of what you're doing, what you're being asked. Therefore, you can complete the task to the level that they're looking for.
We talked about going to your boss. Going to your boss too many times, though, that might be a negative, couldn't it?
Right. You don't want to go to your boss with the same problem over and over again, because that shows that you're not really listening. You're not taking in what they're saying and learning from it. So make sure that when somebody walks you through, it takes the time to walk you through something or explain something to you, absorb it and make sure that you're learning from that, so you're not, you know, become a broken record and just repeatedly walking in and asking the same questions over and over again.
I know for this story, and we'll link out to it so everybody can read it as well, you've had a number of different experts quoted, and you've talked to a couple of authors as well. Is there one or more of these locations for more advice or more tips where you've found the best information?
It's always helpful to kind of look online to find different people who are coming out there and giving advice for how to advance your career for that. Also, training classes and things like in professional associations can also help you kind of beef up any skills that you're having, or if you're feeling like you do have a gap or a void on your resume, there's a lot of online courses to kind of help you get through that right now.
Does any of what we've been talking about this morning change when the job market is tight like it is right now, and when the economy is good versus when it may not be? Do any of these dynamics change?
A little bit. So right now, you know, we have an unemployment rate of 3.7%, which is very low. So it is kind of favoring job seekers right now. So employers are trying to do a lot to keep and retain the workers that they have. It's expensive hiring people. It's hard to find good workers right now. So companies are taking the time and investing more in their employees, too. So if you do need some additional training, you know, this now can be a good time to ask for that.
And is that why we see fewer background checks being done, fewer drug tests being done these days as well?
Right. And when you have a talent crunch, companies are really getting competitive when it comes to hiring. And what some companies are doing is they are reducing some of their hiring requirements. We're seeing some companies reducing the amount of experience and education that they're looking for. They might be reducing their drug testing, or maybe they're not flagging things like marijuana that come up on the test, and also background checks, too. Things that might have disqualified you in the past might be not so, you know, overlooked a little bit more now.
Well, Catherine, we appreciate you being on with us this morning and sharing your reporting. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Catherine Fassel, reporter at CNN Business, covering careers and the workplace there. CNN.com. We're going to link out to her story as well. And we're going to continue this conversation in our next segment. It's going to be a nice transition, really, to the report that because of the strong job market, employees are having a lot of confidence to maybe go and look for another job. And that's really kind of rattling employers. And Michelle Reisdorf will be with us in our second half from the Robert Half Company to talk a little bit about that. So stay with us.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everybody. It is Wednesday here on The Opening Bell. We thank you for being here with us for it. Our conversation about jobs and careers continues this morning with a conversation about the latest Illinois jobs report. And a new report about how employees are feeling confident enough to be looking for other jobs and why that's concerning to employers. Joining us this morning, Michelle Reisdorf, Regional Vice President of Robert Half Chicago. Michelle, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Steve.
The new jobs report from Illinois shows a continued ticking down of unemployment in the state. We've added jobs between May and July, and nationally the jobs numbers are still strong as well. Anything in any of the numbers you're seeing to suggest there that's going to change anytime soon?
No, it's definitely been unemployment has definitely been very low and very strong for most of this year.
The notion, too, that it's low enough and there are enough job openings that employees are confident to look for another job, indicated by the monthly job openings report, 7.3 million open jobs right now. Talk to us a little bit about this confidence factor that you've sort of surveyed and found in the latest report by Robert Half.
Yep. So definitely 46% of employees currently plan to look for a new job this year, and 74% of Chicago employers are definitely concerned about retention.
Talk to us a little bit about what from both sides of that. First of all, from the employee side, what kinds of things should they be doing if they're getting ready to jump and look for another job? And then on the manager's side of that, what can be done to ease some of their concern?
Well, I think first an employee really has to decide, you know, when is it a time to look for a new job, and maybe really understand why do they want a change? Is it just about the position not being fulfilling, or do they feel it's because they're being underpaid? You know, maybe it's just even professional development. You know, sometimes they don't always have to leave. If they talk to their employer, they can maybe determine what changes, if any, would convince them to stay or improve, you know, their current situation. So from an employee standpoint, employees definitely need to be concerned about retention right now. The hiring market is very, very competitive. You know, if an employee is looking, chances are they're probably going to get 2, 3, maybe 4 different offers available out there, and oftentimes, you know, definitely for more money. Because unemployment is so low, it's very hard for employers to find new employees to fill a role, so they can't take the attitude of, you know, well, if this person leaves, I'll find someone new. It's much smarter for them at this point to work with a current employee to do what they can to retain them. And it's not always about money. Sometimes, you know, it's about a greater challenge, flexible work schedule, remote work options, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I've always been, at least, then this is just a personal anecdote, a little nervous about going in and having a conversation like that with a boss, because I've always just been concerned that if I go in and indicate that I'm maybe not happy in some sort of way, that that's just going to be the end of it right there. How do we get over that fear?
Well, I think it's about how you approach that conversation. So if you walk in the door with an attitude of, I'm not happy, versus, you know, walking in and saying, hey, I'd like to sit down and schedule some sort of evaluation or performance, maybe discuss my career development. I think an employer looks at it as, you genuinely like your job or the company, and, you know, maybe you just want to, you know, sit down and discuss career development so that you can look at other ways of, you know, taking on more, being more challenged, which might in turn be able to, you know, allow you to ask for more money, et cetera, without coming in and just saying, I'm unhappy.
Yeah, on the management side of this, Michelle, again, remind us that this is a pretty expensive proposition to recruit, replace, and get somebody on board, isn't it?
Yes, very much so right now. Like I said, with unemployment numbers so low, very, very difficult to find solid, good talent to fill your roles.
In your conversations with your company's conversations with people about not only the retention issue, but perhaps moving on, what are the trends out there? What are they telling you about what the is going on in the job market, not only maybe in interviews, but just in the search and recruitment process as well?
Well, you know, I definitely think, like I said, candidates have lots more options. So, you know, don't just jump ship because you're unhappy about a certain situation. If you are truly looking, you want to take the time to look because you do have multiple options. From, an employer standpoint, because the market is so competitive, employers need to move a little bit faster than normal because top talent does have multiple options. And if you don't move efficiently through the hiring process, you're going to lose out on a great candidate.
I wonder, what are the hot positions out there these days?
Well, specifically, you know, accounting and finance is very, very tight. You'll find that's under 2% unemployment, you know, when the state is sitting somewhere around 4.2 and federally we're sitting at 3.7. IT always continues to be a hot area for jobs, sitting at about 1.6%. And then administrative managers, marketing and sales, those two are also very, very tight, sitting anywhere from 1% to 2%.
We've been hearing a lot of talk over the last couple of weeks about a possible recession. At what point does the job market indicate possible recession? When do we start seeing signs that something's happening with the jobs numbers?
You know, we really haven't seen that at all. In fact, it's tightened for us, and clients are definitely very much still looking for top talent. We haven't seen that at all.
If you were going to give a piece of advice to either side of this equation this morning, what would it be?
You know, again, from a candidate perspective, I would say before you look to jump ship, set up some time to go in and talk with your current employer because, you know, you certainly, if you like a company or the boss that you work with, you can certainly improve the situation by setting up some time to have that career development discussion. From a company perspective, please make sure that you are paying your candidates, your employees competitively. They have too many options today, and really work hard to re-recruit your best employees, to be very involved in their careers and take time to check in and take stock of their happiness on the job, because it will certainly keep you from having to be, you know, in a market and very, very tight market looking for top talent.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate your expertise, sharing your expertise with us this morning. As always, thank you for being on this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Michelle Reisdorf, Regional Vice President of Robert Half Chicago, the global human resource consulting firm. And you can find them online at roberthalf.com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, the futures market pointing toward opening gains later on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 169 points, more than a half a percent. NASDAQ and S&P futures up more than three quarters of a percent this morning. We're also watching some earnings rolling off this morning, including Lowe's Corporation up now 7% in the pre-market. After reporting strong earnings, comparable sales up nearly 2.3%, EPS of 2.15. Also this morning, Target reporting, Target shares are up nearly 6% in after-hours trading. Comparable sales at Target up nearly 3.4%. Let's get the latest on agriculture and commodities now. Here's Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. Not the best day in the grain trade yesterday at the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures fell to a three-month low, and that put wheat down 6 cents for the day. Corn futures also hitting a three-month low, turning down as wheat sagged and storms brought some crop-friendly rains to the Midwest. Soybean futures, though, held some modest gains. December wheat down 6 cents for the day. November soybeans ended the day a little bit higher, up 2 cents, while corn was down 5 3/4 cents a bushel. The Growmark Co-op meeting. That's the big agricultural cooperative serving farmers here in the Midwest. The Growmark annual meeting gets underway today at the Hilton Hotel in Chicago. A lot of Midwest farmers will be in town for that event that is held here in the Windy City every year. And then we look to Thursday, the opening day of the Half Century of Progress show in Rantoul, Illinois. They staged that at the old Chanute Air Force Base in Rantoul. Going to be a great show with a lot of antique equipment, but a lot of new stuff. Max Armstrong will be there every day of the show, and I'll join him on Saturday at 3 on stage with the band, and we hope to see a lot of you there. The Farm Progress Show gets underway next Tuesday. Decatur, Illinois. We'll be talking more about that as that World Series of American Agriculture gets underway for its three-day run in Decatur. I'm Orion Samuelson. Have a great day.
Thanks, Orion. You as well. A couple more stories here before we leave you this morning. There is a fight brewing between Marvel and the company that has control of the other Marvel properties right now, Disney and Sony, who are fighting this out. Spider-Man may be about to be dropped from the Marvel universe, according to a new report. Negotiations have broken down between Sony Pictures and Disney over the rights to Marvel. Sony has control of the rights of Spider-Man since 1999. Sony and Disney have been working together on recent projects, but now Sony is apparently getting ready to pull off and go a separate way. Sony blaming Disney for the split and says it's vowing to carry on the franchise without Marvel's involvement. A whistleblower at the center of a wide-ranging investigation in the U.S. and Brazil says he was fired for calling attention to suspicious sales of medical equipment to the government of Brazil. The alleged irregularities involving the Dutch healthcare giant Philips and the Brazilian whistleblower says he told company leaders about the bribery scheme nearly a decade ago. Two dozen people are charged in an investigation that includes major U.S. medical device and manufacturers Johnson & Johnson, General Electric, and Stryker. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk outlook for this Wednesday, August the 21st, existing home sales for July are due out today. Industry analysts are forecasting a gain over June. The experts see existing home sales coming in at an annual rate of 5.37 million last month. That would be a solid bump over June's rate of 5.27 million. Also today, the Fed meeting minutes for July. And we'll also get earnings, as we've mentioned, from Target and Lowe's. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Wednesday, August the 21st.